since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're featuring a very special four-part show. All four parts are there for you to listen to, so you don't have to do any waiting. I know it's a lot of material to kind of sit through. About 4 hours of programming, but I really hope you enjoyed what we have produced for you here on today's program. And the show we're presenting for you today is called The Best Scores of the New Millennium, spanning between the years 2000 and 2010, which will then coincide with the Best of 2011 program, which is coming up shortly on the site. And since we are covering 11 years during this program, we're going to feature a top 11 scores written during this new millennium. During part two, which is the show you're listening to right now, which is the section you're listening to right now, we're going to feature scores 11 through to 8. In part three, you'll hear scores 7 through to 4, and then we'll save our top three for the last part of the program. So opening up this hour, or this part, whichever one you want to call it. I think we're going to present actually more than an hour's worth of music here during this part. Anyway, in at number 11 is music from How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell. Now, for me, this was easily, hands down, the best score of 2010. I listened to it almost endlessly. I think there was a point that I even had this album on repeat for about a week or two. The film itself is now one of my all-time favorite films. It has been a long time since I had the kind of emotional connection to a film and score the way I did with this film. Everything about it is brilliant. And if I was a kid watching this film, this would be my Goonies, my Explorers, my Flight of the Navigator, one of those hero kid films. It's a film that I would watch and be inspired by. As for the score itself, it's thematically rich, epic in scope, and downright pitch perfect in the emotional department. For instance, Forbidden Friendship and Test Flight are just some of the most incredible pieces of film music that I've heard in the past 10-15 years. John Powell here proves yet again why he is currently one of the best of the best. And now, the 11th best score of the new millennium, How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell. Thank you. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to How to Train Your Dragon, original score composed by John Powell, and that's the 11th best score of the new millennium. In at number 10 is music from yet another 2001 film, this time the sequel to The Mummy, called The Mummy Returns, with original score by Alan Silvestri. Now, Silvestri replaced composer Jerry Goldsmith, who was the composer of the first film score in the series, and Goldsmith decided not to return for the sequel, so director Stephen Sommers turned to Alan Silvestri, and from this point on, Silvestri has scored every single Sommers film. This film score, I would say, is the Back to the Future, the Judge Dredd score for the kids who saw this film in 2001 for the first time. It's something that they could grab a hold onto and really inspire them and be that score that would give them that first nudge into the world of film music. This score single-handedly proves that Silvestri is a master when it comes down to action writing. One of the biggest highlights, of course, being the track My First Bus Ride. It's a great track featuring the heroic new main theme composed by Alan Silvestri, and it's 8 minutes of pure orchestral and choral brilliance. And of course, you get more epic action music throughout the score's playing time, including one of the greatest end credit cues of all time, which unfortunately is still commercially unavailable, but we have it for you, and we will play it for you on the program today. It's just absolutely fantastic music. And just to let you know, the end credit piece from The Mummy Returns is my number one played track of all time, according to iTunes. And now, the number 10 best score of the new millennium, The Mummy Returns, composed and conducted by Alan Silvestri.
Thank you.
in at number 10 of the best scores of the new millennium. Alan Silvestri's music from the 2001 film, The Mummy Returns.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
In at number 9 is music from another 2001 film, this time from Steven Spielberg's AI, Artificial Intelligence, with original score composed by John Williams. This film was directed, produced, and actually co-written by Steven Spielberg. It's based on Brian Aldiss's short story, Super Toys Last All Summer Long, and the film stars Haley Joel Osment, Jude Law, Francis O'Connor, and William Hurt. The film is set sometime in the future and tells the story of David, a childlike android uniquely programmed with the ability to love. Now, being a huge Steven Spielberg fan, I never hated a Spielberg film in my entire life. I think I'm the only one that finds the humor in 1941, the romance and tragedy in all ways, and the gutsy move to tell a story of one of the darkest times in U.S. history with Amistad. Love those films. Yet, when I first saw AI, it really left me cold and disappointed, and I think it was because I just didn't understand it. But having returned to the film many times since, I think it's, along with Empire of the Sun, it's one of the most misunderstood Steven Spielberg films of all time. Anyway, one of the biggest saving graces of the film, which I thought at the time was the only saving grace of this film, was John Williams' heartfelt score, which actually helped me and convinced me to care for an android boy when he was abandoned in the woods, and care for him when he was searching for the blue fairy, and so on. And John Williams almost made me tear up with one single 7-minute and 45-second cue, which on the soundtrack is called The Reunion. Just an absolutely beautiful piece of music written for strings and piano. Anyway, here is John Williams' magnificent music from the 2001 Steven Spielberg film, AI, Artificial Intelligence.
Thank you.
John Williams' beautiful score from the 2001 film AI, Artificial Intelligence. That's our number 9 best score of the new millennium. The last score we're going to present for you during this part comes from the 2004 film Hellboy, with original score composed by Marco Beltrami. The film tells the story of a demon raised from infancy after being conjured by and rescued from the Nazis, and he grows up to become a defender against the forces of darkness. Of course, the film is based off a very popular graphic novel. The score for the film, as I mentioned, was composed by Marco Beltrami, and it's a wonderful mix of traditional symphonic orchestrations and sort of Ennio Morricone-ish Western twangy guitars. The score, for the most part, is dark, yet it's very exciting, and it's also extremely emotional. There's this fantastic love theme that Beltrami composes between Hellboy and Liz Sherman, played by Selma Blair, and it's just simply gorgeous music. Beltrami also incorporates some unique sounds that we had never heard before, and also employs a theremin in the score as well. There are some killer action cues, like the track Fireproof. As I said, I dig the spaghetti western guitar twang heard during the Hellboy main theme, and there is an unreleased track called the BPRD Suite, which is actually on Marco Beltrami's website, and it's just one of my favorite tracks written by Beltrami. This is a score that I think is Beltrami's all-time best. Here is music from the exciting score written by Marco Beltrami for the 2004 film Hellboy.